I'm going to ask the question nonetheless. How many of you here are from health departments, can I ask? Wow, okay. How many of those of you who raised your hands are now looking at consolidating with some other health department? A subset of you. Okay. Interesting. How many from academic institutions? Any? We've got a few back here. Okay. Mostly health departments. Good. Thank you for giving me a sense of whom I'm speaking to here. Let me just, I guess I'll go through the disclosure slide. We have no commercial interest to disclose here. I should say, though, at the outset that just under a year ago, we had the opportunity to have some conversations with Gene and his senior staff at the health department. And they, I think at that point, were well into this process. And they, out of those conversations, came and expressed interest to figure out, okay, how do we understand what we're doing here? What can we do to document this kind of experience for others, like you all in this room? And the outgrowth of that is what I'm going to share with you here today. I've got two purposes in mind, really. One, to share the findings of the one-year retrospective study that we conducted of the consolidation of health departments in Summit County. And then I also want to take a couple of minutes toward the end and identify what are some of the limitations of what we've done, both in terms of informing future health department efforts and hopefully also to inform future research. Got five items on the agenda. Hopefully none of them takes too long. I want to share a little bit of background information with you on the academic literature in health department consolidation, as well as the situation in Summit County. I think Gene and Amy have addressed that. I do want also to overview the research approach that we've taken and some of the data that we collected, and then look at findings. What were the key challenges that Gene and his staff and the folks with whom they work faced through this process? And what were some of the impacts 1 year out? And when we talk about impacts, we look primarily at finances, capacities, and services. And then we'll move to limitations and what can be done to address them, and some conclusions. There's been some scholarly literature that has developed around the question of how big a health department should be and whether we should consolidate. Bates and her colleagues in Connecticut concluded that if people perceived or participants perceived there were economies of scale and the communities to be consolidated were similar to one another, that that made consolidation a more likely outcome. Also working in Connecticut, Dr. Santeri did a study that estimated that one achieves economies of scale at about 100,000 persons served by a particular health department. This means that the per capita costs of health department services get lower up until that point, and then they start to even out and moving forward. And then Mays and his colleagues looked at the size of the population served by a health department and concluded that larger health departments often are good predictors of service quality based on the measures that he has used. All of these studies, and they all occurred in the last 6 years, have suggested that there's something positive about bringing together health departments to achieve economies of scale. They haven't, however, addressed the difficulties that Gene just addressed for you very directly from his own personal experience, nor have they actually looked at short-term impacts of those consolidations. So what I want to do today is share some comments that address those questions. You'd asked about Summit County. I think Gene's slide largely covered this. Three health departments that existed in that county prior to January 2011. In 2010, they decided to come together and consolidate. And what we're looking at is the impacts that occurred during that first year of consolidation from the time period January 1, 2011 through December ending 2011. We used a multi-method approach to try to figure out what was going on in terms of challenges and impacts. We looked at some of these legal documents that Gene shared information about a moment ago. We spoke to the senior staff. We also had a series of interviews with stakeholders in the community. We conducted a survey of the Board of Health members of the three jurisdictions involved. We held four focus groups of Summit County Public Health staff. And then we surveyed in canvas fashion all of the staff of the health department that were involved. In the end, the conclusions we reached were largely based on perceptual data, and that is because there weren't, as Amy alluded a moment ago, common metrics that were established across the three departments up front against which things could be compared easily. So what kinds of perceptions did we look at? Whose perceptions were they? We talked to 10 senior staff members. We talked to 6 key members of the communities, including the mayors of both of the jurisdictions involved. We did a survey, getting 17 responses. I'll mention Amy was critical to getting that work done, for example, and heard back from over half of them. We had 22 staff members from the Summit County Public Health Organization that Gene leads involved in focus groups helping us understand the situation, and we conducted a survey. In total, we contacted about 300 people and had some kind of feedback from 200 of them. What kinds of findings evolved from these efforts? We've got a better sense of the challenges, and I think we've got somewhat better sense of the impacts involved at least 1 year out. For each of the impact areas, there was a different set of data that really informed what we found about impacts. For finances, we relied heavily on an analysis that was conducted by Gene's administrative staff that actually looked at the financial information on expenditures from the three health departments that were in existence prior to January 2011, as well as the first full budget year of the new department. For capacities, we looked at the personnel capabilities in the organization, as well as budget information, but we also asked a number of questions of different audiences about their perceptions regarding the capacities in the new department. In addition, for services, we were benefited by the fact that Gene's staff had kept certain records on some of their major services, and we were able to access those with their help. We also supplemented those data with survey and interview data. Okay. Gene touched on some of these things. I think Amy did as well. In total, as we went through this entire process, we identified 8 major challenges. 3 of them were strategic in orientation, 5 of them were operational. I'll say at the outset that there was a significant emphasis, at least this is our perception coming in afterwards, on Gene's part, on the part of the senior staff, to crafting a new direction for the new and integrated department. That was a significant challenge if you think about it. You have 3 departments coming in with 3 different sets of practices, 3 different sets of goal orientations, and all of a sudden, the data consolidation, you have a new organization that has no strategic focus whatsoever. Gene and his staff were active in moving forward. They had developed a strategic plan, consulted with their stakeholders, and in short order, within several months, if I'm not mistaken, they put together a strategic plan for the new organization. There was a need to build bridges with the outside community, both private sector and public sector, enable them to understand what it's like to work with a new department. And then finally, there's a need to understand and assess progress as you go, and in a sense, what we're doing was a part of that effort. I think the effort within the new department was active in this area. I think it was one of the opportunities, I'm editorializing here, so please forgive me, but I think it was one of the opportunities they perceived in moving forward in this direction. There were also significant operational challenges, and I think Gene's comments addressed those very directly. We had 250 people that all of a sudden had new jobs with no job descriptions. So you had to rewrite all the job descriptions, you had to arrive at pay issues associated with those, benefit differences. This is not a small exercise that they've gone through. You've got computers scattered across multiple facilities, 3 different organizations, phone systems, trying to get those all to talk to one another. Again, not a small exercise that's involved there. I think there were about a dozen, 15 facilities, 16, is that right? 16 in total. And they had to reassign everybody, all these 250 people, all of them getting new work stations and so forth, trying to align them so different functions will then be co-located in ways that allow the services of the health department to continue. Another challenge that was evident is the fact that you had three different organizational cultures being merged into a new organization, and everybody, you know, had to rethink how to do each job, as Gene's comments allude, I think. And then finally, in the midst of all of this, you have to communicate with the staff so they're not scared about what's going to happen to their pay and everything else. So there are significant challenges involved in the first year of this process. That became very evident to us. We tried to kind of itemize those, and this is the list that we arrived at as we looked at things. Turning to findings, I said I'd mention or speak to the financial impacts, the capacity-related impacts, and the service impacts. In 2010, the City of Barberton and the City of Akron contributed about $6.9 million to public health services in the county. That number in 2011 dropped to $5.4 million, a savings of about $1.5 million in the first year. At the same time that these savings accrued, however, when we went in to look at the books and worked with the staff there, we realized, you know, the grant receipts were not what they once were either. Now, in all fairness, that is something we noticed objectively. It is not something we could reasonably attribute to the consolidation. The grant revenues had been dropping for several years across the departments, and this was the period immediately following the Great Recession, and a number of cuts had taken place in programs that funded the various health departments involved. Overall expenditures a year later were down about $3 million. This was in part savings, in part grant adjustments. However, as we went through the finances in greater detail, it became pretty clear to us that what had been a very turbulent financial situation for these departments in the several years leading up to the consolidation had now largely stabilized. A fair amount of leave had been paid out to employees who were owed that leave as they either retired or moved on to other things, thus reducing the debt that the public health system within the county had collectively. There was a positive cash balance at the end of the year in 2011 in some of the new department's coffers. And staffing levels had finally started to stabilize after a period in which they had gone down for several years. So there were clearly some positive financial impacts associated with the consolidation as we sized up all the evidence that we looked at. Public health capacity. This is a difficult concept to measure, and we attacked it in several different ways. I think the thing that was evident to us is at the outset, as we looked at the organizational chart, looked at the people that were on the Summit County Public Health Department's, Summit County Public Health's payrolls and so forth, was that there was more expertise and there was more capability in the new department than existed in any of the other departments that had existed prior to that time individually. At the same time, and on the other hand, you know, we saw a reduction in expenditures and we saw fewer people employed in public health, local health departments in the county at that time. Similarly, or rather in contrast, the folks we spoke to in the private sector indicated to us that the world had changed for them as well. They now had one public health department in Summit County to go to if they wanted to coordinate on an issue or an activity. In the past, they had to deal with three and the politics associated with figuring out which health department to approach about what. And so from the private sector perspective, the external stakeholder perspective, they argued to us that capacities had expanded considerably because there was a much greater ability to integrate the private and the public sectors involved in Summit County public health service provision. Our interview data, which we combined with the survey data, said 42% of the folks we interviewed said they'd seen improved capacities. 76% said they expected to see improved capacities over time. I should acknowledge that there were some differences amongst the various groups we spoke to on this point. What's our take in terms of capacity as a whole? It seemed reasonably clear to us that the potential capacity of the new organization significantly exceeded the capacity that had existed previously across the three organizations. I think the issue now and the issue that the challenge that Gene and his staff are facing is how to realize that capacity over time. And that process means addressing the kinds of operational challenges that both he and I have spoken to you about today. There's significant progress occurring there in a number of areas. And then focusing in on implementing new strategic directions that the county health operation has decided to pursue. And I think the long-term impacts on capacity are going to be determined by the efforts that are being undertaken now. I think future research can address these kinds of issues by looking at the resources devoted to public health. Are the grant dollars going to start turning around at some point? Equally, and perhaps more important, how well can the new strategy be integrated such that there are strong relationships externally and the substantial resources in the nonprofit and the private sector be put forward towards goals that the new organization is pursuing? Okay, services. We looked at objective indicators of services and found that the picture was somewhat mixed. Some services were provided more frequently after the consolidation. Food service inspections grew from 2010 to 2011. Others less frequently, water supply inspections, for example. And I think as we looked at these service changes and the mix of changes, it became evident that they were probably not driven by the consolidation one way or another. They were driven by grant funding opportunities and changes that occurred in that context, as well as strategic decisions that the department and its stakeholders were making about where to put their energies. So what was the staff and the interviewees perceiving about services? Over 60% of those we talked to perceived that services had been maintained at existing levels during the first year of operations. This is not a small point. It's probably one that I appreciate better now after having gone through this than I might have in advance. There was massive change occurring in this organization during this one-year period, and yet the vast majority of people that we spoke with said, you know, we've been able to keep this ship afloat, and I think that's a credit to the senior leadership at the department as well as the staff. 41% of those we interviewed and spoke with said services had actually improved in the first year, and 87% said that the consolidation will have positive impacts on public health services in the future. Again here, as was the case with the capacities, perceptions did differ across the audiences with whom we communicated. So what are the findings here with regard to public health services? There was a mixed bag on... Well, this one got mixed up too. Yeah. Why is this? It's skipping some slides. We had a mix up. Well, the last slides are completely gone. I'll just close up. I think we identified there's a set of limitations, four limitations in what we've done that are significant here that I would point people's attention to. One, we looked at 1 year. It's likely in the world of consolidation, particularly as it relates to services and capacities, that longer time horizons are appropriate here for analysis. The second thing I'd highlight, we conducted what is really a purely descriptive analysis, and what we had difficulty doing, given the short time frame of the study and the nature of the data that we collected, was differentiating what caused the impacts we were able to identify. There were changes in grant mixes, there were changes in strategic directions, there were changes in macroeconomic conditions. by selecting larger samples in future research, we can start to equalize those kinds of those, or control for those kinds of effects. In addition, we're looking here at one case, Summit County Public Health. We looked in some depth at that one case. We don't know at this point how representative that particular set of experiences are for the situations that you all face moving forward. And then finally, there's the point that Amy made at the outset. We didn't have a clear benchmark at the outset against which to compare progress over time. So one thing that would be, I think, helpful over the long term for those of you in health departments that do end up moving forward with a consolidation is trying to establish some clear measures against which you can gauge your progress over time. I'll close with several conclusions, and then there was a thank you slide with our contact information, which I'll give you verbally. The conclusions are this. Consolidation doesn't happen by itself. There's a lot of work involved in moving through that kind of process. At the same time, if you go through that sort of process, there are some positive things that can happen. It's pretty clear that there were financial benefits that came out of this situation. The data we looked at seems to me it's hard to interpret it any other fashion. The data on capacities and services, I think probably we need more information over time to gauge, but it does appear at a minimum that this change did allow for some new strategic directions on the part of the department and its leadership and staff. Finally, I think there are implications for both future researchers and health department staffs. Health department staffs have to recognize that they're getting into a big chore when they move into a consolidation kind of exercise. But there are some clear returns that are possible if you proceed and do it well. For researchers, I think it means we've got to look over longer time frames. We've got to look over larger numbers of cases so that we can start to control for the confounding variables that we weren't able to separate out very clearly here. And I think we have to share our information with one another moving forward so that collectively we can all create a base of information that can enable you all to make judgments about your departments and how to move forward most productively into the future. So hope I captured the last pieces of what you might have seen visually, and I think probably we're all ready for questions if there are any comments.